Man, so about the other day, right? I found out that this guy that I was looking out for, right? Found out from somebody else. This dude was talking shit behind my back. I don't even know what I did, but it seems like that's a common thing, man. It's like, I don't know if people are jealous. I don't know if people just have that in their mentality. Like, yo, I'm gonna talk and be friends with this person, but then behind their back, I'm gonna talk shit about them. And you can always spot these people out, man, because if they talking to you and they're bashing somebody else, that's a clear sign, man, right there. Like, this dude is gonna be like talking about other people in a negative way. What you think he gonna do about you, man, when he not around you? Never really think about it. But if you a gossiper, then you just a gossiper. You gonna gossip regardless. That shit ain't even fair, but this is how people are, man. It's like super hard. It's super hard to find like genuine people who just wanna see you succeed in life. And I would say it's my parents, but like one of my parents left when I was like 16. She did her own thing. My dad's there, but my dad's, he always to himself. He's one of those guys that's always like by himself, to himself. He won't really talk to you unless you need something. And I used to always be like, damn, I want somebody that actually, you know, talk to and shit. So throughout my life, I was like, man, I'm trying to find a friend. I'm trying to find somebody I could associate with, someone I could connect with. You know, I got married early, tried to like get that popping. And it was a disconnect, man. I think that started from when I was younger, seeing that disconnect in my household. And then when I brought it into my relationship, it just didn't work, you know? It's like, man, you can't be disconnected, man. You gotta like actually understand that person and understand that they're a different person than you. You got to. You just have to like put in the time and the effort to understand what kind of person they are and try to work towards building the things that they're weak at. 'Cause they have the strengths that you like. For the most part, if you like finding somebody that you can relate to and you can do things with, you like the strengths that they have. Their strengths could build up your weaknesses, and your strengths could build up their weaknesses. And then it's just on like a pushback, back and forth. You guys are building each other up as human beings. But every human being is attached to some leeches, man. They're attached to some people who just use them and take advantage of them, and you could see it, but they never see it until something drastic happens. And the same thing with us, like we see it until something drastic happens, until someone tells us like, yo, this dude has been talking shit about you for a whole year, and it's up to you to decide, because we all make choices, we all are capable of making our own decision about things. So we're always going to be like, yo, should that person stay in my life or should that person not stay in my life? I've had situationships where I'm talking to somebody and everything's going pretty fine. And it could be literally one thing that I do and that sets that person's off. I don't even know how that even happens or why that would even happen. I'm always nice, I'm always courteous, I'm always myself around people. And people are like, oh, that's what I love about you. But then when I continue to be myself after a while, they start to change up. And then they're like, oh, why are you not doing this? Or why are you not doing that anymore? And I'm like, because after a while, like, things change, dude. Like, I can't continue. Oh, excuse me. I can't continue doing the same thing because we're all people. So one day I'm not going to be feeling good. One day I'm going to be stressed out. One day. And that's what makes relationships so interesting to me, because the person's not going to be the same every single time you speak to them, or every single time you guys hang out. It's not going to be the same exact experience, or it shouldn't be the same exact experience. If you're dealing with multi-layered people, it's always going to be different. And that's what you like about a person. They're different. You feel happy today, that person might feel okay today. Person might be mad today. So it can change your mood, or you cannot let it change your mood. Or you can just choose not to hang with that person that day until they feel better, or until you guys' frequencies kind of match each other, or at least in the same, around the same frequency as each other. But why force it? Why keep forcing it? That's why I didn't understand in my marriage. I kept trying to force the frequencies to be around the same level. When sometimes people just get tired, people just get stressed out, people, they just don't have it. Sometimes she just didn't have it. So to force somebody that just don't have it that day to do something, you're just creating problems and creating like more obstacles for you guys to face. Either you're going to make the situation better, or you're just going to leave that person alone and let them figure it out. But always try to maintain like that presence, that like, hey, if you need someone to talk to, you know, I'm always here. But don't try to impede their like growing process. Don't try to force it upon anybody. Just be there as like help, assistance. Sometimes they ask you for guidance, then give them some good guidance. Give them some good constructive criticism, but don't be too harsh. Don't be too fucking blatant. Some people want to always say like I'm brutally honest. Like, no, sometimes you don't need to be brutally honest, man. Sometimes you have to be delicate in certain situations. And the number one key, man, since we can all control our emotions, just don't overreact to things. Even if it's bad things, don't overreact, man. There's no reason to. Something happens, man, we owe $1,000. All right, cool, let's figure out how to get this money. Something happens, oh man, my kid ain't doing good in school. All right, let's fix the problem. Let's see why he's not doing good in school. Let's ask some questions. Let's figure out how we're gonna get this taken care of. Let's work on the solutions to these problems. Let's figure out what other like options that we have, you know? Before you jump to the conclusions of just like, let's whoop his ass. You know what I'm saying? Let's beat his ass let's beat the fucking problem out of him. Like, no, man, like it doesn't have to be that drastic. You don't have to overreact every single time. People talking shit behind my back, I don't overreact about it. And I don't think it's expected. Like some people will be like, I don't give a fuck. Yes, you do. Everybody gives a fuck. You wouldn't keep saying that you don't give a fuck if you didn't give a fuck. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, don't even address it if you don't give a fuck. Just look at the person and be like, okay, all right. But people try to put on this tough persona, but everyone's fucking sensitive, bro. People are at its most sensitive at this point in time. They are. They really are, man. Everyone wants to try to be like something, you know? They want to try to be hard, tough. Everyone wants to try to act like they get money when they really not. What's up with all these facades, man? Just be yourself. If someone loves you for yourself, it's nothing else that you could do. It's like no more you need to accomplish. They love you for you already. That's good enough for me, man. I don't care about all these little things that people want me to do, because I'm gonna continue doing what I need to do. I'm gonna continue being a selfless, a caring person, I'm gonna continue being passionate. I'm gonna continue to talk about topics that I feel, you know, make me interested in. And it's cool that we have outlets like Anchor. We have like different things that we could do to just talk and like get out stuff. This podcasting thing is new to me. I'm used to watching like Joe Budden podcasts. I think it would be pretty dope if I had like a whole squad with me, like, or like another person that I could consistently talk on this podcast with. I'm glad that for the 10 people that do listen, I'm glad for you guys actually clicking on and listening to things that I gotta say. It just be random topics. If anybody has like a specific topic that they want me to hit on, I would like them to like message me, and then I could just kind of like talk about stuff. And I think that'd be dope. Let me see, what else? I've been really into water lately. I've always loved water. I guess that was like a military thing. They always made us drink a lot of water. But as of late, because I really took a stance against drinking, I just didn't want to drink anymore. It was like a real rough part of my life. After I got divorced, I was drinking a lot. Like every day I was getting like a fifth of Remy, a fifth of Hennessy, a fifth of Douce. I was going gambling all the time at the casinos. And my body, I started to feel it. It was one night I bought a gallon of Bombay. It was like $21. It was on sale somewhere at this liquor store. And I just started chugging it. I think I chugged like half the bottle and I fucking blacked out. It was crazy. When I came to, I heard all these crazy stories about how I was slumped over, how I was dropping nachos in the movie theater. I'm just like, yo, I don't remember none of that. I do remember throwing up and it was red. So when I felt like I was bleeding on the inside, I was like, yeah, I gotta stop. Yeah, this is bad. Now every time I drink, once in a blue moon, I don't even feel good anymore. And I just feel like you have to be really like not caring about your well-being. You have to be really depressed to get to that point. And I just equate drinking with depression in my head now, and not feeling good and not physically fit to do anything. I couldn't even remember anything. That's bad. And you make the worst decisions when you're super drunk like that. Make horrible decisions. So instead of investing money into alcohol, I was paying like $4 a day for fifths, $20-something every other night on little mini bottles and stuff like that. I just started using that money towards getting like really good water. Water that I feel that tastes really good. And that's what I chug now. I feel like it makes me feel good. It hydrates me. I don't feel as dry, like my lips, my skin feels better. When I go out for runs, I don't feel sluggish. It wakes me up in the morning. It's kind of like everything for me now. Like I get like the high pH waters, like 9.5 or higher waters and stuff, just trying different like ones. I started off with Eternal because a female that I dated last year, she used to always get like seltzer water, like Pellegrino or like some type of seltzer water, and like mix it with lime juice and agave syrup and make like her own like little soda type thing. I thought that was dope, like just to cut down all of the like high fructose corn syrup that I consume, and just to try and be a little healthier, man. Like put my body through a lot. People ask me, like, why I spend so much money on water. I'm like, yo, because I would have been spending it doing something crazy. So I'm doing it for something that I feel good about, I feel passionate about. And I like it. I like trying different waters. That's, like, one of my things. I used to have a lot of reckless spending habits, and I feel like this isn't one of those. This is a healthy thing that I could do, something that actually benefits me physically and mentally. I used to buy shoes all the time. I used to be a big hat collector. I was spending money like crazy when I was coming up. So I feel like this is like the most positive outlet that I've had in a while. And I write more now. And I have this outlet too. So I'm just trying to build, like, I took away gambling and I started writing more. I took away alcohol, I started drinking more water. I took away, you know, just going out partying, and I started jogging. I made jogging like a fun thing for me. I got the Nike Run app and I started to just go out for jogs, and then I started getting like comfortable jogging a mile and a half. So then I started doing 2 miles, and I started trying to speed it up and see if I could get down to a 13 minute. I'm currently at like a 14:50. I'm trying to get down to a 13 minute. So always challenging my body physically, mentally has been my outlet, and it's calmed me down, and I don't really have any depressive thoughts anymore. Me and my wife, we are cool. We can talk about the kids, we can talk about life. We can, like, you know, go off on tangents about how we think about certain things, and it's pretty cool. I mean, a lot of the friends that I had, I don't have them anymore, because I started realizing how they were bringing me down. They was putting me into these different paths. Like, I would pick them up, and like, even if I didn't want to do something, it's kind of like, yo, like, let's go and do this. Like, they're very persuasive. People who don't want to see you succeed, they're very persuasive in you doing the things that you don't want to do. You ever notice that? Like, I don't want to go out drinking, but then I have a friend telling me, hey, let's hit this spot up, it's popping tonight. And of course, there's alcohol there. So me being there after a while, you're going to order something, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's still your choice to order something or not, but it's just being in that environment is going to make you more inclined to do it. And I don't want to be with people who make me more inclined to do things that I don't want to do. And plus, I don't like driving under the influence at all. I always get someone else to drive for me, but if they're under the influence too, then it kind of forces me to sober up. It's like I waste all my night trying to sober up, trying to feel okay enough to drive, and I'm still risking myself getting a ticket for no reason. So why surround yourself with people who don't want to see you win? And if something happens to you, they're not going to be there to fucking bail you out. Because they were the one that put you in that situation. You think they give a damn about raising money to get you out of a situation? Hell no. They just want to have fun, and they're going to use you as a medium for, so they can have fun. People are fucking selfish, man. People are selfish. Until you find the right few people. And it's usually family members, but I've noticed nowadays, like, family members, they always tell me that they're too busy, they're too this, they're too that, they're caught up in this, caught up in that. Like, if your family ain't making time, dude, just cut everybody off, man. You don't need anybody anyways. It's so many outlets you can do on your own without you feeling lonely or feeling like depressed. Like, yo, just do things. Occupy your time, study, read books, do something, you know? You don't always have to be around people all the time. Educate yourself, empower yourself, strengthen your own body, strengthen your own mind. You don't need other people to help you do those things. You don't need motivation from other people. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, what can you do to improve? And just change it. Just change it, man. It's not that hard. Or woman. Males or females that listen to this podcast, I want you to know, like, it's never too late to just make that choice and make a change. And don't be small-minded either. Don't just think like, oh, I'm gonna make a change and I'm gonna go for McDonald's and go to Burger King. Like, yo, you could do so much more in life. You don't have to work these 9-to-5, these dead-end jobs. There's so much stuff out here that you can do and you're capable of doing. I don't know if I could join this gym because I don't really go to the gym like that. Okay, well, start running around the block. Start doing push-ups before you go to sleep. Do like 2-minute planks. Do something. Just start. Try to change. If you have lazy habits, just make a note of like, okay, on Sundays, I'm going to clean my room. On Fridays, I'm going to do the laundry. Just make a calendar. Just make like a schedule of things that you're going to do. And make sure you execute them. Every time you execute things, it makes you feel better as a person. And when you go into that room, it's like, yeah, my room's clean. Because every Sunday, I make it a point to clean my room, mop my floor. I could walk around barefooted without having a black film underneath my feet because I mop my floor every Sunday. I'm ready for the week. I don't put my shoes on and walk around the house. I take my shoes off before I walk around my floors now. Just little things, man. Just change little things and just try to make your life a little bit easier by motivating yourself. And don't worry about what other people are doing. Don't compare yourself to other people. It's not going to help you in the long run because you have your own life to live. They're not going to live your life for you. That's pretty much all I got, man. If you guys have anything else that I could hit on or touch on, this is my longest podcast so far. And I wanted to make it longer because I've been going for so long. Just trying to figure out different topics. I was trying to see what different topics they have on here, but I haven't seen that menu that shows you the different topics on here in a long time. I think the first time I started uploading, they had that like podcast ideas topic and it had ideas floating. But trying to find topics has been hard, so I just kind of go out on, not rants, but just go off on tangents about all these things that I think about. And that's pretty much how my podcast has been. It's just whatever I'm thinking about that day, I just kind of hit on everything. But if you liked it and enjoyed it, just send me a message, tell me you liked it, or send me something that you want me to talk about, and I'll do that. Thank you for listening.